Job chapter 35. Eliyahu went on to say, "Are you so convinced you are right that you say, 'I am more just than Elohim'? For you ask, 'What advantage is it to you? How do I gain from not sinning?' Here is my answer to you. To you and to your friends, look at the heavens and see. Observe the skies high above you. If you sin, how do you hurt him? If your crimes are many, how do you affect him? If you are righteous, what do you give him? What benefit does he get from you? Your wickedness can affect only others like you, and your righteousness only other human beings. People cry out from under many oppressions. They cry for help from under the first of the mighty. But no one asks, 'Where is Elohim, my maker, who causes glad songs to ring out at night, who teaches us more than he teaches wild animals, and makes us wiser than the birds in the air?' They may cry out, but no one answers, because of evil men's pride. For Elohim will not listen to empty cries. Yahweh pays no attention to them. All the more when you say that you don't see him. Just be patient. He's considering the matter. But now, just because he doesn't get angry and punish, does it mean he doesn't know what arrogance is?" So Job is being futile. When he opens his mouth, he is piling up words without knowledge. Job 36. Eliyahu added, "Bear with me a little, and I will show you that there is more to say on Elohim's behalf. I may search far and wide for my arguments, but I will ascribe righteousness to Elohim, my maker. For the fact is that my words are true. You have with you a man whose views are pure. Look, Elohim is powerful and despises no one, powerful in his strength of understanding. He does not preserve the lives of the wicked, but he gives justice to the poor. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, but when he sets kings on their throne forever, they may become proud. If then they are bound in chains, held in oppressive cords, he shows them the results of their doings, the crimes caused by their pride. He sounds a warning in their ears and orders them to repent of their evil. If they pay attention and obey him, they spend their days in prosperity. Their years pass pleasantly, but if they don't pay attention, they perish by the sword and die without learning their lesson. The unrighteous in heart cherish their anger, not crying for help when he binds them. Their soul perishes in their youth, and their life becomes depraved. Elohim, with his affliction, delivers the afflicted, and he gets their attention by pressing on them. Indeed, Job, he is drawing you away from distress to an untroubled open place with rich food on your table. But the judgment on the wicked applies fully to you. Judgment and condemnation take hold of them, for beware of wrath when abundance entices you. So don't let a big bribe turn you aside. Will your great wealth help you, or all your efforts, no matter how strong? Don't desire the night when people suddenly die. Be careful, turn away from the wrongdoing, for because of this you have been tested by affliction. Look, Elohim is exalted in his strength. Who is a teacher like him? Who ever prescribed his course for him? Who ever said, 'What you are doing is wrong'? Remember, rather to magnify his work, of which many have sung, everyone has seen it, but humans see only from a distance. Look, Elohim is great beyond what we can know. The number of his years is uncountable. He makes the droplets of water, which condense into rain from his mist. The clouds pour it down upon humankind in abundance. Can anyone fathom the spreading of the clouds or the crashes that come from the canopy? See how he scatters his lightning over it and covers the roots of the sea. By these things, he judges the people and also gives food in plenty. He gathers the lightning into his hands and commands it to strike the target. Its crashing announces its presence and apprises the cattle of what is coming." Job chapter 37. At this, my own heart trembles and leaps out of its place. Just listen to the rumbling of his voice, to the thunder that comes from his mouth. He sends it out under all of heaven, his lightning to the ends of the earth. There follows a sound, a roar. He is thundering with his majestic voice, and he keeps releasing the lightning even while his voice is being heard. Elohim thunders wonderfully with his voice. He does great things beyond our understanding. He says to the snow, fall on the earth, likewise to the light rain, also to the downpour. He brings all human activity to a stop, so that everyone he has made can know it. Then the animals go into their lairs and hibernate in their dens. Out of his chamber comes the storm, with cold out of the north. By the breath of Elohim, ice is given, and the wide waters freeze over. He weighs the clouds down with moisture, and they flash forth his lightning. He, by his plans, turns them around, so they do what he commands them anywhere on earth. He brings them forth on the earth, sometimes to punish, sometimes to express his grace. Listen to this, Job. Stop and consider Elohim's wonders. Do you know how Elohim puts them in place? How he causes lightning to flash from his cloud? Do you know how he balances the clouds? These are marvels of him who knows everything. You, sweltering in your clothing, as the earth lies still under a sultry south wind, can you, with him, spread out the sky, hard as a cast metal mirror. Teach us what we should tell him, for the darkness keeps us from organizing our case. Is he to be told that I will speak? Can a man speak at all when he is already swallowed up? Now people don't see the light, which is bright in the sky, but then the wind blows and clears the clouds away. Out of the north comes a golden glow, fearsome majesty surrounding Elohim, Yahweh, whom we cannot find, whose power is immense, and his great righteousness does not pervert justice. This is why people fear him. He does not consider those who think of themselves as wise.